Some snakes can fly, and we don't mean on a plane. Certain tree snakes that live in Southeast Asia can leap off branches and glide down to the ground. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports that scientists recently filmed the snakes with high-speed cameras to learn how these limbless creatures do it.
When a flying snake leaps off a branch, it transforms its body. It becomes flatter, less cylindrical. And as the snake glides, it undulates.
The snake looks like it's swimming in the air.
Jake Soha is a researcher at Virginia Tech. He's long wondered why the snakes move in this way. He thought maybe it's just habit. Snakes normally propel themselves by wiggling on the ground, up a tree, in water.
So it's not crazy to think that when the snake jumps into the air, the snake goes, hey, I'm a snake. I undulate. That's what I should be doing. I'm just going to undulate.
On the other hand, maybe these motions actually have a purpose. Maybe they help the snake fly. A few years ago, Soha was talking about these snakes with someone he just met at Virginia Tech.
And this guy said, maybe you'd be interested in the cube. And I was like, the cube? What is the cube?
The cube, it turns out, is a big theater space on campus, a huge empty room, four stories high, equipped with super expensive high-speed cameras designed for motion capture.
And when I walked into this black box theater, I just looked around and went, oh, this is perfect. I so want to glide my snakes in this space.
He and his colleagues put foam padding on the floor. They got a fake tree to serve as a target for the snakes. And they spent 2 weeks filming a bunch of snakes making dozens of glides. The snakes started out on a stick mounted almost 30 feet up.
Getting the snakes to glide through the air can be a bit of a challenge. We do give them a gentle tap and prod. We encourage them.
And along each snake's body, they put around 15 little bits of reflective tape, points that the cameras could track at almost 180 frames per second.
We now have the very first full representation of the snake's body in 3D space through the glide.
And it revealed movement that's impossible to see with the eye when you're just standing on the ground watching a snake in the air. One of the researchers, Isaac Yatin, is now at the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Lab. He says one thing they learned is that a vertical wave moves through the snake's body.
And this was really strange, so we weren't expecting to see this. Usually snakes don't have a vertical wave.
The researchers took all the information they'd gathered and used it to create a computer model, a kind of virtual snake. This virtual snake let them explore the function of the different movements by turning them off to see what happened. Yatin says, here's what they found.
Flying snakes are undulating for stability.
He says without these movements, a flying snake would tumble through the air or plummet. The undulations give the snake an elegant glide,
where they cover significant distance over the ground in a controlled manner.
The researchers describe their work in the journal Nature Physics. Jennifer Reeser is a physicist at Georgia Tech. She wasn't on the research team, but has studied how snakes slither.
The thing I thought was really cool about this paper is that the fact that they're undulating while they're gliding through the air, and that actually seems to have a pretty important consequence for their movement.
She says these new findings could be used to make a gliding snake robot, one that could perform new robotic feats and help researchers test out why it's so advantageous to have a long, limbless body. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.